is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Rookies all over the building this week as the rookie minicamp starts this Saturday and runs through Monday on the field. But the rookies are here checking in, and one of them joins us in the studio right now. Bills fourth round pick out of Duke, cornerback Ross Cockrell. Ross, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, John. I appreciate it.
Well, tell me what it's been like this week for you so far. You're just getting your feet wet. Is this what you thought pro football was all about?
It hasn't surprised me just yet. I haven't been on the field yet, so I'm sure there's some surprises in store. But, you know, complicated defense, trying to learn new terminology, and it's been a whirlwind, I'll say that.
You are in an interesting group with, I think, maybe one of the most interesting, really one of the best coaches on the staff with Coach Henderson. You've had a couple of sessions with him. What do you make of him, and what do you make of that group in that room?
Well, I mean, Coach Henderson, he knows football in and out. He's been coaching for 30-plus years. And, you know, he's a player's coach. He's gonna allow you to play well as long as you're making plays. And as far as the guys in the room, I haven't had a ton of interaction with them yet, but they all seem like they're willing to help me and help the rest of the guys in the room so that we can come up and help the team.
Coach Henderson made an immediate impact on some veterans last year, including Leotis McKelvin and Aaron Williams, who had switched positions a couple of times. You got to feel like maybe you don't yet, but I think soon you'll feel like you're in pretty good hands with a veteran coach like Coach Henderson.
Oh, I definitely feel like I'm in good hands. I mean, he's coached some of the greatest defensive backs in NFL history. And so just knowing that kind of lineage, I'm excited to be a part of it.
Ross, tell me about draft day, fourth round. So you waited until Saturday. Did you expect to hear your name on Thursday or Friday last week?
No, I've heard, you know, anywhere from third to fifth round, even later than that. I watched the draft. I enjoyed it with my family. We had some other things going on as well. I was just excited, you know, to get the call Saturday morning.
And how did that go for you? You were home in Charlotte area, Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yeah, I was at home, you know, just outside of Charlotte, and you know, my family was screaming, you know, my mom was crying. We had a good time.
What were your impressions of the Buffalo Bills before that? Did you have any impressions of the Bills or any thoughts on what it might be like to play here at all?
I did. I took a visit up here in early April. And, you know, definitely felt like it would be a good fit for me, you know, going all the way from the GM to the president and Coach Henderson as well. I really enjoyed them.
Was there still snow on the ground in early April?
No. Okay. Well, actually, there was.
We're coming off one of the most brutal winters we've ever had here. I thought about that. Some of the guys who came in for visits might think, I don't want to play there. It's snow on the ground in the middle of April.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, football is football. Right. And I'm going to go out there anytime.
Yeah. Ross, tell me about your decision to go to Duke. Now, your dad played at Columbia University, right?
Yes.
Were you looking at Ivies, or were you always kind of pointed towards Duke?
I always wanted to play Division I football, and Duke offered me a scholarship. They came after me hard, and it was actually my only scholarship offer, Division I A. So it all worked out.
You know, David Cutcliffe, I consider him a friend of the show. We've had him on a couple of times, most recently talking about Thad Lewis, the quarterback from Duke. Not only is he, I think, one of the best coaches, offensive coach, obviously, but really one of the all-time great people in college football, isn't he?
Oh, there's no question about it. Somebody that not only cares about you on the field, but wants to see you succeed as a man and as a person. I don't think there's much like him out there.
Ross, when did you start to think that the NFL, that you might be able to play professional football?
Probably after my redshirt freshman year. I started every game that year, and I felt like, hey, if I am a four-year starter, I'll at least have a chance to compete in camp.
While you're excelling on the football field, we should mention you did extremely well, like academic all-star teams, and majored in political science at Duke. Everybody doesn't do that. How difficult was that to maintain that kind of academic schedule and excel on the football field?
Well, you know, Duke does a great job of making sure that we have structure and that we have support so that guys aren't falling through the cracks. And I think that's one of the great things about being there is that you do get the best of both worlds. You get to compete at a high level on the football field, and you compete at a high level in the classroom as well.
You graduated a year ago, May of 2013?
I graduated December 2012.
So 2.5 years?
I guess, no, 3.5.
Three and a half years. Okay, because you had the redshirt year.
Yeah.
And you got your degree in political science.
I did.
What's your interest there? Why political science for you?
Oh, I was always a history buff. I always loved government, especially the American government, and just the way it was formed, how it came together, how it operates today. And it all worked out in political science. I wanted to go to law school with that.
And you've worked towards some credits towards a master's degree in political science as well.
Yes, I have. I'm almost finished with the master's. I have a class left to take and have to do my thesis as well.
And that'll be political science. And then you think law school down the road someday?
down the road, we'll see how this works out first.
Yeah. Give this a shot. Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
Ross Cockrell is our guest. He is the cornerback selected in the fourth round by the Buffalo Bills out of Duke. I want to talk about football for a second, Ross. Game that caught not just my eye, but a lot of people's eye was the game you had against, two games, actually. The ACC championship game against Florida State. You were making big plays in that entire game. You had to feel like you were on point in that game last year.
Oh, I definitely did. I mean, you know, it was an opportunity that we have never been in before, playing in the ACC championship in Charlotte. It was nice to be at home, and even better to go against the best of the best in college football.
And then the bowl game, the Chick-fil-A Bowl, when it seemed like you and Mike Evans were just locked onto each other the whole day. What was that like?
Well, you know, that was the game plan. We knew that he was a tremendous receiver. You know, I put up big numbers against some pretty good teams. And Mike Evans is a tremendous player. He's big. He's physical. He's got speed as well. And you know, I approach the challenge like I approach any other game. You know, I watch my film, I watch my tape, and I tried to execute the game plan.
Did you feel like you got in his head a little bit in that game? Because there were a couple of points when he went off on the, I think he got an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty for a play in the end zone in that game, right?
Yeah, I think he got a penalty early in the game. Yeah. I don't know exactly what was going on.
Were you talking to him?
Or? No, I don't really talk a lot of trash.
All right. But he did kind of lose it. I mean, and you certainly got the better of him, it seemed, in that game, huh?
Well, he had four catches, so I'm a little upset about that.
Overall, your career at Duke, you had to feel like you were in on kind of the rebirth of the Duke football program. You guys going to a bowl game and winning as much as you had. It had to feel pretty good to be part of that there.
Oh, it felt extremely good to be part of, you know, kind of this rebirth, like you said, of the Duke football program. You know, trying to resurrect it from, I guess, near death.
Yeah. One of the things the Bills said about most of their draft picks was that they try to get guys from winning programs. That makes a difference, you would think, if you're used to winning in college, bringing that to the professional level?
Well, I think so. If you're used to winning in college, you know what it takes and how to win. And I think that's what they're trying to do here, and we're trying to have winning seasons here.
Tell me about the physical nature of cornerback play these days. I have often thought the corners in the NFL are like the best athletes on the field. And yet, over the last few years, that athleticism has to be combined with a certain amount of physicality now because the receivers are so big. Have you followed that trend? Do you think about that? Is that something that was in your mind as you were playing college football and maybe getting ready for the NFL?
I think it was. I mean, you know, corners now, the best way to defend against a pass is to disrupt the timing, whether you get, you know, pressure on the quarterback or if you're getting, you know, hands on a receiver within the 5 yards. And we did a pretty good job of that at Duke, and there was a reason why we won games.
When I watched the video I watched of you at Duke, it seemed like a lot you were in press coverage. You were pressed right up at the line of scrimmage. You do that all the time, perhaps?
Yeah, we did that a lot. You know, our defensive back coach, Derrick Jones, our defensive coordinator, Jim Knowles, they believe in that. They believe in disrupting timing at the line of scrimmage, and so we played a lot of press coverage.
What about zone? Are you comfortable if you have to, you know, play zone?
Comfortable in zone, comfortable in man. You know, we did it all, and I plan to do it here.
What do you know about this defensive scheme and what they ask the cornerbacks to do? What do you think they'll be asking you to do?
I
know it's early.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, delved too much into the playbook just yet. But, you know, from what I know is that the corners play a lot of press here as well. And, you know, they have big, long corners. So I think that fits right in with me.
How badly do you want to play in the NFL? You've got options, you know, you've got a great degree, you're on your way to a master's degree, maybe law school in the future. How important do you think NFL success is to you?
The NFL is my lifelong dream. It's been something that I've been pursuing for my whole life. The academics, that part came, and that was, you know, I did that as long as football, you know, was around, and football is here now. And this is my job. This is what I want to do.
Good luck to you, Ross. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ross Cockrell, the quarterback, fourth round pick of the Bills out of Duke. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.